Matthew Clark's been good enough to join us so we can pick his Richmond National Recruiting Manager. And like all teams, they got the players they wanted last night. Welcome to you, Matthew. Great to have you on the program.
Great to be here, Dwayne. Happy to have a chat.
So, tell me and the listeners a little more, because I'd be lying if I was to sit here and say, oh, I know this about Josh Gibkiss and I know this about Tom Brown, even though I know his dad. Haven't seen him play at all. Tyler Sonsi, I read the raps and know how many people thought he was going to be a top 20 pick. You get him in as pick 28. Samuel Banks, Judson Clark. I'm hearing that you guys did extremely well, but I'd be lying if I said that I knew how good these guys were. So enlighten us all if you can. Matthew, how well did you do last night?
I think everybody's happy after the draft, Dwayne, whether it's a national or a rookie this time of year. So we're pleased that we've been able to add a good range of types to our list. We think we've filled some needs in terms of some young developing depth, particularly in the key position with Josh Early. And then we added some really good running power with Brown and Banks and Clark. And we think Tyler's got some really good scope as a midfielder. So, yeah, we're pleased with it. It'll be up to the boys now to stick their head down and do the work. And we think we'll provide the right environment and platform to do that.
So Josh Gibkiss, who you took pick 9, we heard quite a bit about on night 1 of the draft, talking about the fact that he's a great intercept defender, can play key position defence. Did you go for him because he was the best player available at pick 9, or you specifically wanted a player like that?
No, we put our ranks in order fairly quickly towards the end of the season when we've got all the data together, and it just came out that Josh, we rated the best player available. So it just happened that he'd be a key position player that we think's got some flexibility. He's obviously played a lot of footy down back in recent years, but he's obviously played some footy before that as a forward. So we think he's got flexibility to play at both ends of the ground. And, yeah, it just turned out that way that he was our highest ranked. And, yeah, we're happy to select him.
And is that the case with every draft pick you picked up? Or was there one of those picks that, well, later on might have been a specific guy because you need a specific kind of player added to your list?
Yeah, I think so. I think once we got into we're at picks in the 20s, I thought there was a bit of flexibility there in terms of type. Obviously, the flexibility to play roles in our side. So we went for a bit of a combination there, but we still rank all those boys really highly on talent. So I don't think there was a great difference between any of the other guys in any other position in terms of our talent rating. So, they're all really high. They can play some different roles. We think they're flexible, which is what you need to have in AFL footy and what the coaches need to execute our plans.
Where do you think Noah Bolter will play next year, Matthew?
I think he's still probably that integral part of our back six. I think with Robbie Tarrant coming in with Dave Asprey's retirement, I think that'll help both Noah and Dylan. Noah's got the flexibility, as we've seen, in games he's played. He's played as a forward, he's played back, he's played in the ruck. So I think his versatility, he's still very young at 22 years of age, so we're only scratching the surface with Noah. So we'll see how his pre-season goes and we'll see what the coaches want to do with him.
And have you got any spots now available for what comes next? Rookie draft, rookie spots, mid-season draft?
We're pretty full up. We've committed to reselecting the Biggie Nguyen back in the rookie draft this afternoon, and that looks like it'll take place. So, yeah, so we'll be full up from there. So we won't be adding any new talent outside of Biggie this afternoon.
And was it a tough summer having to allow a couple of rising stars on your list to move on?
That's always just the case in AFL footy. Some guys look for opportunities elsewhere, and we wish them all the best. They were good contributors to the football club. Obviously, some don't work out. Looking for an opportunity to play consistent footy in another club, and we respect that. So to be able to help them move on and get a good return for us in terms of the draft, that's just the way it is. So we've got a couple of picks back that we're able to shift into tonight, and we think we've been able to replace those guys.
And were there any moments where you thought about trading up? Were there people trying to grab your picks but you didn't want to give them up? Do you like the system we've got now?
There was a bit going on. It probably doesn't seem like we've done a lot, but I think there's a lot of scenarios planned, and obviously got a couple of whiteboards in there that are full of different ideas from different clubs, and you're trying to rank the best option for our club in terms of if we did need to move. So we looked at moving. Other clubs were inquiring. Nothing really came about, and through a bit of good strategy, and always you're always looking for a bit of a stroke of luck, I think, in the draft at times, as you do on game day. So, yeah, we like the system. I think the flexibility of being able to move picks from year to year to add to your list straight away, rather than waiting another year or even waiting in a draft where you can't actually move. We think the flexibility that's come about in the last few years is really important for the system.
And if Horn Francis, Nick Dacos and Sam Darcy were all still available at pick 9, who would you have picked?
I'm pretty happy to take either of those guys, I would have thought, Dwayne, if they rolled through. We probably never really put any consideration that they would. So I think all those boys and Finn Callahan potentially all had really, really strong cases to be the number one pick. So, yeah, I think North have done terrifically well with Jason Horne-Francis, though. I think he'll be a star player and an exciting time for their footy club.
Great to have you, Matthew. Congratulations again, and I appreciate you grabbing some time to have a chat with me. I know you've got the rookie draft coming up and you've got to get away to continue your prep for it. So we'll talk soon.
Terrific, Dwayne. No problem.
Good. Matthew Clark, Richmond National Recruiting Manager, joining us for Tyre Power. Pick 1, big holiday sale on now. 25% off selected Falcon passenger tyres. They are pick 1 for the draft. Tyre Power, if you're looking for somewhere to go and get your tyres checked, or you're in the market for new tyres, make sure you check in with your local Tyre Power.